Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 272 on May 26, 2023. I'm your host, Eric. And in this week's show, we'll cover the trades from last week on Virgin Galactic Holdings, Macy's, and the Direction Daily Semiconductor 3X Bull ETF. And we discuss three new trades on Carvana Corporation, Rivian Automotive, and Palantir Technologies. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about any of the trades presented on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can send email to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. And for anyone that wants to learn how to trade options, I teach students how to trade options, not just study theory, but the combination of videos and live coaching calls. If you're ready to take your trading to the next level, send me an email to schedule a phone call. The equity markets finished the week before the holiday with mixed outcomes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 333 points, closing at 33,093 points. The S&P 500 Index gained 13 points, ending the week at 4,205 points. And now it's time for the topic of the week. The topic of the week this week is believing in yourself and believing in the numbers. It takes a lot of confidence to be able to make trades. I know most of my listeners actually make trades every week. I hear from a lot of you guys who are getting better and making more profitable trades. I'm always honored when you attribute some of your success to my training and to the style of trades that you hear on the show. I appreciate being part of your success, but it truly is your success. It's easy to paper trade when there's no money on the line. It gets harder to execute the trade when you're risking your own money. The only way to become a good trader is to make trades and learn from your mistakes and your successes. I did not believe in myself at first. However, I did believe in the math. When the numbers make sense, you have to take the trade. I was able to be confident in the numbers instead of in myself. And as I became more comfortable with making trades, I gained confidence in my own ability to trade. That's why I always tell you to do the math first. If the numbers make sense, make the trade. If you have a system that leads to higher probability outcomes, then you'll trust the numbers even more. Believe in the numbers, believe in yourself. That's it. The key to better trading outcomes is to have the confidence to make the trade when the numbers work. If you need help creating a system that is based on numbers rather than emotion, send me an email and we'll have a phone call. So let's get into the review of last week's trades. We're going to start off with the covered call on Virgin Galactic Holdings, symbol S as in Sierra, P as in Papa, C as in Charlie, E as in Echo. At the time, the stock was trading for $4.36 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the June 5 call at 26 cents, hoping for a return of 20.64% in 4 weeks. Well, shares of Virgin Galactic fell 98 cents, ending the week at $3.38 per share. The call option we sold lost 15 cents, but still leaves us with a net loss of 83 cents if we were to close the trade. That's a significant loss relative to the amount of capital that we used to enter this trade. Now, I would usually just look to roll the strikes of the option lower. However, in doing the math, I realized that I would be locking in a loss if I were to just roll it down to the 3.5 strike. Ultimately, if the stock were to rally above $3.50, I'd be locking in a pretty big loss. So my initial thought on this trade for now would be to give it a week or two. The company had some good news this week in the news, and there's always a chance that the shares rally a bit after that. If I were to make an immediate change, I would look at selling the July 4 call. This is the first option that makes sense for an adjustment because it would cover your full loss if stock were to rally to $4, like above the strike, and you'd end up collecting 43 cents for selling the option. This trade would also lead to owning the shares for a longer period of time. So given that it'll take time to get back flat on this trade, I'm more prone to wait to see if stock recovers a bit over the next week or so before deciding on the right adjustment to make. Next up, we have our credit spread on Macy's, symbol M as in Mike. At the time, the stock was trading for $14.79 per share. I looked at selling the June 15-16 call spread at 37 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 63 cents per spread. Well, shares of Macy's lost 44 cents, ending the week at $14.35 per share. The out-of-the-money call spread we sold is still out of the money. So far, the stock is continuing to trend lower, which is exactly what this trade needs in order to expire worthless. So far, so good on the trade. No adjustments are needed at this point at all. Just stay abreast of what's going on with the stock. As long as it keeps heading lower and expires below $15 per share, we're going to end up making money, the full amount of money on this call spread. And our last trade from last week was a debit spread on the Direction Daily Semiconductor 3X Bull ETF, symbol S as in Sierra, O as in Oscar, X as in X-ray, L as in Lima. At the time, the stock was trading for $17.37 per share. I looked at buying the June 16-17 call spread for 66 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 34 cents, or that's a 51.52% return in 4 weeks. Now, the semiconductor ETF grew $5.54, closing at $22.91 per share on Friday. The in-the-money call spread we bought is even more in the money. If shares stay in this elevated region, we'll capture our full profit of 34 cents, which is that 51.52% return on capital. I wouldn't look to make any significant adjustments on this trade at this point. There may be opportunities in the coming week to add some profit by widening out the spread. Like right now, this is a $1 spread. Maybe we'll be able to turn it into a $3 or $4 spread and make a little money. But just make sure the math works in your favor before you do it. If you don't understand what that means, send me an email and I'll help you understand it pretty quickly. So that's it for the review of last week's trades. All the trades on today's show we'll use the June 16th expiration for June monthly options. Also, the U.S. equity markets will be closed on Monday, May 29th in observance of Memorial Day. So this upcoming week will be a short trading week. So let's get into our first trade on the week. We're going to look at a covered call on Carvana Company, symbol C as in Charlie, V as in Victor, N as in November, A as in Alpha. The stock ended the week at $11.75 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling that June 12 call at $1.31, which could give us a return of 13.28% in 3 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying stock for $11.75 and selling the June 12 call at $1.31. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $12 per share. The break-even price is $10.44 per share, and in real terms, the stock purchase will require $1,175, and you'll collect $131 for selling the option. Next up, we have a credit spread on Rivian Automotive, symbol R as in Romeo, I as in India, V as in Victor, N as in November. The stock ended the week at $15.14 per share. I'm looking at selling the June 14.5-14 put spread at 16 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 34 cents per spread. Now, you enter this trade by selling the June 14.5 put at 72 cents and concurrently buying the June 14 put for 56 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices expire above $14.50 per share. The break-even price on the trade is $14.34 per share, and in real terms, you'll receive $16 per spread that you sell and have $34 at risk. And then our final trade on the week is going to be a debit spread on Palantir Technologies, symbol P as in Papa, L as in Lima, T as in Tango, R as in Romeo. The stock ended the week at $13.65 per share. I'm looking at buying the June 12.5-13.5 call spread for 61 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 39 cents, or that's a 63.93% return in 3 weeks. Now, you enter the trade by buying the June 12 half call for $1.63 and concurrently selling the June 13 half call at $1.02. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices expire above $13.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $13.11 per share, and in real terms, you'll pay $61 to enter the spread, and your maximum gain is $39 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Thank you also to those of you who are finding this podcast on YouTube. I expect to have more listens there in the coming weeks, given that YouTube's been promoting podcasts. So thank you guys so much for finding me, however and wherever you find me. Again, if you listen to the show and you've never reached out to me, shoot me an email, say hello. If you want some help getting better at trading options, let me know that as well. And if you just want to say hello, or if you don't want to write in at all, but you just want to keep on listening, do that as well. Share the show with a friend. Have a phenomenal Memorial Day, a safe Memorial Day weekend, and I look forward to hearing from you guys next week. Happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.